What did you think about all of the testimony this week?
I don't think about it. It's all bullshit.
You didn't think about it at all?
No, the Russian thing is all crazy. It's just the deep state, the oligarchy, trying to knock out Trump because he's going to make America align with China, India, and Russia and create a new industrial structure over there, post-industrial structure in the British oligarchy, and that's the international oligarchy. British does not mean English people. British means the city of London and the financial empire that came from Venice in the 1600s and 1700s. And they're the oligarchy of the deep, what they call now the deep state. And they can't stand in the industrial layout that China, Russia, and India are going to do. It just threatens their structure. So they dominate American media. They've had since the 80s, and they're just going to blast Trump till hopefully Trump collapses or something around him collapses or the Republican Party. So that's a big war happening. If you go back and look at Covert Action Information Bulletin, a lefty thing inspired by Philip Agee, the ex-CIA guy who exposed the CIA in the mid-70s, he started this interesting magazine called Covert Action Information Bulletin. Well, Fred Landis did an article, I think, in the April 1981 issue, which I posted somewhere lately, probably on my Facebook, about how the CIA does major events on the 22nd. But he was showing, he was taking the assassination of Salvador Allende in Chile in 1973, and he was showing the media buildup. When the United States, when the CIA or somebody like that goes into a country, they start stirring up articles about how the politician, the president, is failing everything. And all this propaganda, funded by the CIA for the local journalists to do, eventually sets the mood, the environment, to topple the president. And they just came in and bombed the hell out of him and killed him. This is a third world thing that the CIA and British intelligence did all the time. You now have third world America on the chemical body level, not the digital level. We're like the 25th century here digitally. But on the chemical body level, America is a third world country, and you're witnessing the setup to assassinate Trump right in front of everybody. But, of course, Americans are so naive on this level of understanding that they're just watching Rachel Maddow and celebrating what's going to be it's not going to work, but they're not understanding the war that's happening and the lethalness, the anti-democratic situation. Now, you're not
when you say assassinate,
are you looking at Trump as a Salvador Allende that will be assassinated after a lot of bad information is faked about him? Have you looked at it that way?
No, I was just going to ask you, do you literally mean assassinated, or do you mean digitally assassinated?
No, physically. He may be already dead. I haven't had a chance to ask Ian about that. I don't know what his status right now, and I don't bother checking in because there's so many variables when you're talking to Ian. I don't like to, quote, energize something.
I mean, I've certainly wondered if he was going to be assassinated. I've certainly wondered that.
Well, we got two things to think about traditionally. Ian said that Trump is the seventh trumpet, and nothing's going to stop him. He's going to be so successful at something that he'll be on Mount Rushmore, and he'll pay for it, was the joking Ian. But he may have to pay for it, but he'll be up there. So Ian says Trump's going to succeed, but he also said, we ain't seen nothing yet. There's going to be a big war in the Middle East. I'm more important than Trump. He's pointed that out. And that might include Dr. Dean, though. You know, she's on her own trip. She's an individualist. Nobody would fuck with her, right?
No, they wouldn't dare.
But back to Trump. So Ian says he will succeed. They also I said something about what's going to happen in his presidency or this or that, and they said, well, we just predicted he'd get elected. We didn't say what would happen after he became president. So there's that thing. But he did say Trump would be successful. Everybody who's going after Trump is going to probably die. It's not good to go after Trump because there's some biblical level here or some superstitious religious level, if you think that way. So what else do you say about Trump? It's history, it's biblical, it's like huge, and Trump also he's never lost in his life. He says that Trump has never lost any, whatever level of competition he lives on, and he's not going to lose this time. So, you know, if he wanted to keep his record perfect, he really did a pretty interesting thing by going, doing the impossible and not going to lose, and he won the election, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty good at winning.